Hello and welcome to the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass podcast on the readings for the second Sunday of Lent, 2026. This Sunday's readings look forward to the promise of Jesus, just as the entire season of Lent does. The appearance of Moses and Elijah alongside Jesus during his transfiguration in Sunday's Gospel reading tells us that he is the fulfillment of everything those two represent, the law and the prophets. That's from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 17. In this phenomenon Peter, James, and John witnessed, the past and the future meet the eternal present in Jesus, God with us, Emmanuel, the great I Am in human form. Although John did not include in his own Gospel the transfiguration he witnessed, he testifies to what the promise of Jesus meant to Abraham, our earthly father in faith. John does this by telling us what Jesus told the Pharisees. Quote, "Abraham, your father, rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad. So they said to him, 'You are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham?' Jesus said to them, 'Amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham came to be, I am.'" Unquote. That's from John chapter 8. For saying this, they were ready to stone Jesus. But as we see in Sunday's first reading, God promised that from Abraham would come a great nation. That reading comes from Genesis chapter 12. Later in Genesis, he promises that Sarah would give Abraham a son, Isaac, through whom God would maintain an everlasting covenant that would continue forever. Genesis chapter 17. Of course, we know that God would later tell Abraham to sacrifice this son, just as God would sacrifice his own son to fulfill that covenant with humanity. That son, the human I Am who is one with God in spirit, would teach us the Lord's Prayer, which tells us God's kingdom has come and his will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. The living word of God done on earth is Emmanuel, God alive with us, as we live the Gospels. Jesus said that whoever belongs to God hears the words of God. That is the transfiguration in John's Gospel. It is our transfiguration, which has always been part of God's plan, as Paul tells Timothy in Sunday's second reading from 2 Timothy chapter 1. Quote, "The grace bestowed on us in Christ Jesus before time began is now made manifest through the appearance of our Savior Christ Jesus, who destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel." Unquote. By believing and living the gospel, we fulfill our own transfiguration as promised in the Lord's Prayer. That kingdom will come as his will is done on earth as it is in heaven. Are you transfigured? Say, "I am." For the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish in Independence, Ohio, this is Tom Andell.